This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This story is about something sweet, sticky, and worth $335 million as an industry. Honey. Here in the U.S., we now consume half pound more of it per person per year than we did back in 1990. But in some states, like Montana, all that honey can come at a cost. The lives of black bears. Beekeepers can legally shoot the bears to protect their investment, which is causing some controversy. Nate Hedgie from Montana Public Radio has our story.
It's a sweltering spring day near Missoula, Montana, and Bert Wissner is pulling honeycombs out of a beehive. His daughter is pumping smoke into the hive to keep the bees calm, but they're swarming around my microphone, my bear legs, and I'm really hoping I don't get stung.
Hey, you're not nervous, are you?
A little. I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous.
He gives one of the combs a little shake, and droplets of nectar fall out.
Shakes out just like rain. That's brand new honey.
And honey is how Wissner makes his living. He's a commercial beekeeper, and he leases about 50 bee yards in western Montana. Almost all of them are secured with reams of solar-powered electric fence. It's there to keep black bears out. They love beehives. And Jamie Jonkel, a bear manager for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, says placing a beehive on the ground in Montana...
It's sort of like putting a dead horse out in the back pasture and expecting bears not to feed on that dead horse.
So Jonkel encourages all beekeepers to surround their yards with electric fence, which deters bears. But they aren't required by law here in Montana. Instead, the law says a beekeeper can kill a black bear if it attacks their hives.
I had to kill one last year.
That's Bert Wissner, the commercial beekeeper.
It was in a big stockpile yard with over 800 hives, and I could not put a hot wire around that many bees. You can see the size of this yard is only 24 hives. Imagine 800 spread out from here to almost as far as you can see.
He says it's unfortunate the bear died.
But imagine a rancher and something's killing all his sheep or his cows. I mean, it's the same situation. Bees are actually taxed as livestock in the state of Montana. And so I'm just protecting my livestock, and just like any other rancher or farmer would do.
As Wissner said, bees are considered livestock by the state of Montana, right up there with cattle, horses, and sheep. Each hive can produce a couple hundred dollars worth of honey, so when a black bear attacks a hive, a beekeeper can defend it. Lethally. And this bothers John Griffin, director of the Urban Wildlife Center for the Humane Society of the United States.
It's a real travesty when bears are lethal control for something they cannot avoid.
Unlike other states, such as Maryland, electric fences aren't required by law in Montana, and Griffin thinks they should be.
It not only prevents unnecessary killing, but it provides, you know, better and more effective long-term solutions. So it's better for the person with the beehive, and just as it's better for, you know, the environment and not having to kill the bear.
Over the past 5 years, black bears have damaged more than 600 hives across Montana, costing beekeepers nearly $150,000. That's why most commercial beekeepers in the state do a good job of securing their yards with electric fencing anyways. It's part of the cost of doing business, says Bert Wissner.
I have better things to do than, you know, trying to fight some bears. You know, I'd rather just be able to sleep at night and not have to worry about it.
To date, Wissner says he spent thousands of dollars securing his bee yards. And Jared Marley, director of Margo Supplies, a wildlife management company, says building electric fences for beekeepers in bear country is a growing part of his business.
We're realizing that electric fencing it's not just the environmental way to solve bear damage, but it's also just simply the most effective way to prevent bear damage.
But Wissner says occasionally those fences will fail, or he just has too many beehives to secure. And in those rare cases, he believes the current law in Montana allowing him to kill a black bear is necessary.
And if somebody says, hey, you can't kill a black bear in your bees, and you have no other choice, what are you going to do?
While there's no state database that says how many black bears are killed by beekeepers in Montana, the animals aren't endangered, and their populations are doing well, the three bear managers I spoke with said on average between 1 and 5 are shot in their regions every year. And that number is actually pretty low, considering there are thousands of black bears in the state and thousands of registered bee yards. Jamie Jonkel chalks it up to electric fencing. As we get into Wissner's truck, I notice a sticker of a wolf in crosshairs on his window. Wolves threaten cattle and sheep in the American West, and bears, they threaten bees. And as we're sitting in the quiet of his pickup truck, Wissner turns to me. He says he's concerned the story I'm doing may paint him in a bad light.
Because one bear is killed, oh, beekeepers are killing them all the time. It's simply not true. This is crazy. when lions get into people's stuff and they're killing their pets, they make no hesitation to call the fish and game and have somebody destroy it. I mean, it happens a lot. Way more than the bears that beekeepers kill. I'm telling you.
The lions he's referring to are mountain lions, which kill cats and dogs in the American West. And what he said was true last year and in 2012. Data for other years is not easily accessible. For Marketplace, I'm Nate Hedgie in Missoula, Montana.